Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Jay's face. Jay's never met an Alex.
Jay's never worked this much with no payoff in all of his life.
My entire life. I've never done so much with no payoff.
Are we even levels right now? Everyone's good?
I guess.
I mean, he can't. Who knows?
I guess we'll find out afterward.
Fucking shooting heroin.
Is everyone at even levels? Seems like a pretty lofty question. We should start with the basics. Is this recording?
Do we have this?
So if you guys, all right, we are starting the show. Alex wasn't recording, or Bobby, neither of them were. We just did a whole bunch of ad reads and nobody recorded anything. So we just did them for no reason. There's something infuriating about doing ad reads for no reason. I can't tell you why
Legion of Skanks podcast, I fucking guess.
It's amazing. Like when podcasting, there's a real thin line between this being absolutely ridiculous and this being what we do for a living. And it turns out that thin line is hitting record.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't hit record, we're just jerk offs.
It's wacky.
Talking to each other for no reason.
It's wacky. Imagine we still spoke to each other like friends and it wasn't for money on a podcast.
Oh my God. Just what, a phone call, a check-in phone call. time is money, baby.
Every time I want to connect with one of my friends, I'm like, okay, what's the CPM rate? How many people would listen to it? Like, what, we can monetize this connection.
I got to call Lewis and ask him a question. Let me see how I could sponsor this.
Jay, is Jay's mic lower than everyone else's? I feel like it is.
Yeah, I was just, Jay, can you tap your mic?
Oh, were you about to say that, Bobby? Or did I just say?
Honestly, no.
I don't think
he's not even coming through his microphone. Jay's coming through his computer microphone.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're coming through your mic. You are.
Are you sure?
I just turned it up a little bit.
Well, Lewis, yeah. You can't blame Bobby for everything. I mean, this is recording.
That is true.
You're just about a bitch.
God well,
damn
anyway.
It. I just did a whole wasted yodel. We had a backstory between the Rock Auto werewolf and the fucking vampire. We did. And I'm telling you.
We went pretty deep.
I'm telling you. Yodel's a vampire. I went back to sleep. You're not going to get him on the second time.
I'm going to tell you right now that like there's no way we could recreate those ads. So now you're going to get the most bland ads on today's show, specifically because Bobby and Alex just couldn't press record.
Particularly for Yo Delta. It's fucking wild. Sons of bitches.
Anyway, we're here.
Yeah, I know. Big J. Okerson, Puerto Rican rattlesnake Lewis J. Gomez, Davey Smith. We're all hanging out with you on our Zoom episode. Did it start weird? Sure.
All right,
but it's okay.
A lot of people are saying these days that the Zoom episodes are better than the studio episodes, or better than the live episodes.
Really?
Yeah, people like
that hurts.
People like the the fans, they don't know what they like. We have a good Zoom episode and a bad live episode, then that becomes the narrative. The next week we're back to great live episode, shitty Zoom episode. That's a narrative.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. These people are fucking stupid. God, I guess we're not recording.
I get what
right?
you're saying. We only do one good show a week.
We have one good show on us.
We only have it together to get one good show a weekend.
Jay, I'm doing the goddamn comedy jam on Sunday in LA, and I have to pick my song still.
You have it.
I'm 90% sure what I want to sing.
Which is?
What are you leaning towards?
Cake's cover of I Will Survive.
Yeah, that's not going to be humiliating.
Why would that be humiliating? That's a solid fucking song, and it's very easy to sing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be fun.
All right, buddy. Yeah, otherwise, whatever, man. You'll have fun in L.A. either way, and maybe don't even do the show.
Dude, oh, no, what? It's funny thing. Lewis goes, now go. Walk out the door. Just come around now.
I'm going to do the Gloria Gaynor version.
What?
Is it Gloria Gaynor?
Yeah, the original.
Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore.
I've had so many times. I've had so many lies.
But it's ironic. Get it? Because I'm the abuser?
Yeah. No, I got it. But it's not going to be that fun, I don't think.
You don't think that's a fun fucking song?
Just singing the song from the perspective of the abuser to the chick who's whining.
She won't survive. I'm going to rape her against her will. She's a stupid slut.
I've given her so many times and so many chances. This bitch don't listen. So it's time for her to learn. Well, now go. Go in the room. Shut your mouth now. Did I watch that?
What do you tell a bitch that you ain't told her twice?
Did I watch that XXX Temptation documentary on Hulu?
It's so fun. We don't talk shit about XXX Temptation.
Okay.
Remember Dina Hashem got canceled by XXX Temptation fans?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Remember when she got canceled?
Yeah. We don't need to fucking go against those people.
Right. And
young white SoundCloud rapper fans.
Sure. Well, he's black, but
no, but they're all
white. They're white. Oh, yes. Yes. His audience was completely white. It was kind of weird, actually. But another one of those guys, man, mental problems. I think very similar to Tekashi 6ix9ine, which is the documentary is all about like him just pummeling a fucking girlfriend over and over again.
Oh, yeah. He got arrested for that, right?
He went to jail for it for a little bit, but like people kind of let it go. But yeah, he fucked it.
How do you defend a guy who's beating the shit out of his girl? That's what I don't get. Like,
because it's just blind. It's blind defense. They just go, it doesn't matter. They'll go, that bitch had black eyes when she got there, he said. So fuck her. She's just trying to take him down. But like there's recorded, they have secret audio recordings of him being like, that bitch scared for her life and she should be. That's how I keep it. Like,
yeah, but man, if you have secret audio, you could catch me secret audio recording saying a lot of crazy shit.
No, absolutely not that though. And I'm telling, it's not that, because his thing was like, it's another thing. It's like he was diagnosed bipolar at 15, and then everyone that's like on meds like that, there's some crossroad where they're like, especially if they're a creative, they're like, oh man, I can't do it on these meds, so I'd rather just be a fucking lunatic and
sure,
write songs.
Sure. Go watch the XXX Temptation documentary, folks.
Yeah, shit's wild in the streets.
You love fucking rap shit. Do you love the fucking you love the tea in the rap community, Jay? I don't understand it.
Do I?
You love it.
It's another example. I'm not saying you're wrong, but what else do I?
Tekashi 6ix9ine. You got really engaged, and you try to bring it to the show, and me and Dave don't watch this stuff at all or care about it.
I don't even know
who these people are.
Yeah, you're saying it a bit wrong. I'm super into documentaries. So whatever the documentary is, I'm all in on it. I've been giving Dave,
I don't want
to
be
I've been trying to get Dave to watch the What Is a Woman documentary.
Documentaries are for stupid people.
I might end up watching that documentary. I mean, I don't want to be stupid, but I might end up watching it. But I just felt like from watching like the previews of it, it was like so like I feel like I already get it, and it's just so obvious. So it's going to be
entertaining.
Right. Can I tell you my problem with documentaries?
Making people looking stupid, these people look stupid for an hour and a half.
It's yes, just
which I get.
It's just fucking whatever it is. I can't explain to you. Like, it feels very like it's never feels very honest. Every documentary that I watch now, it feels like they're really searching for whatever fucking story they're searching for, and they really want to present it in a certain way. You start to get like really into it, and then you sort of look at it a little bit more, and it's not exactly honest. I just can't, it just kind of bugs me. The editing, everything's kind of like, it just makes me feel like they're really treating me like a fucking fool.
It's a little flashy. Every documentary. But I'll tell you what's also interesting is we have Adam 22 coming in, and he's huge in that doc, in that XXX Temptation documentary, because he's like big defender of him. Not even defender of him, really. He's just like a friend of his, I guess, and like a fan. But like he's real featured in the documentary, like at these.
Have you been jerking off to Adam 22's porn to prepare?
Does he have porn?
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Dude, he makes porn with Lena the Plug. His wife is a porn chick.
Oh, is Lena the Plug his wife?
I'm unaware.
Yes. Wow.
I didn't know that. I've heard her name before, but I just know they're YouTube people.
Yeah, dude. And then he's got a big old fat dick. It's hilarious, dude. He's like 6'6". He's kind of goofy looking. He looks like a badass kind of, but then we see him in porn with his butt out. It's just kind of hilarious.
What's his face tattoo? Is like a character from something.
I don't know, but it's fucking hilarious. I've been beating my dick to his porn just to get it out of my system.
Really? Have you ever watched Jason Ellis's porn?
Yeah.
I only saw the one, but it looks like a good time.
Well, Lewis wasn't really watching it. He was studying fight tape.
Yeah, well, yeah, I watched tape on all these guys.
Because when his dick's inside of a woman, his guard is down.
I just like, look, here's the thing. Oh, Christine's going to kill you. Slices his throat.
It does always feel like Christine's going to kill you when she comes in. Because she comes in with this kind of like, she very slowly opens the door, but it's right in the camera shot. There's no point in being slow. Just come in. Everyone's going to see you. Though. But she comes in very slowly, like she's up to something.
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy a pornographic film with people that I'm either going to meet or already know.
Oh, buddy, that's the beauty of SDR show all the time. Is you're like, oh, I've met them. I bullshitted with them. I saw them on a real level.
Yeah, and you can get to the path of them sucking your dick in real life. Like,
wait, but how does this? But the examples you started with were two dudes.
I want to fuck Jason Ellis, is what I'm saying. I can get there in my head if I watch his porn.
Well, no, Jason Ellis' thing is more like I've met his wife. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Adam 22 porn doesn't really interest me, unless I like.
It will afterwards. Afterwards, you will watch all of his porn.
Oh, probably. Yeah, that Lena the Plug. What was her thing before porn? It became all porn, but she was doing something else on YouTube.
I don't even know.
That's how they catch you now. Twitch and Twitch and YouTube, and then they swing you over to their porn.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he's got a big fat dick though, Jay. I figure you'd appreciate it. I mean, don't show it on the edit, because I don't know how he'd feel about us showing his fat hog on our show. Mm-hmm. We'll get it when he's here, maybe we'll show it. But show it to Jay real quick.
Yeah, I'll take a peek.
Take a peek at this fucking hogarooski. I know Jay's gonna appreciate it. Dave, you don't appreciate a fat hog because you have one. You look down every day, you're like, whatever, it's just a penis.
He's got a hilarious body.
No, dude, look at his butt, right? Dude, his butt's funny.
Looks like somebody painted Joe DeRosa. Yeah, guy's got a fucking...
He's got a hammer, dude.
Piece, though.
He's got a hammer.
Dave, I know it's just a regular old dick, but...
Dave's like, what, he's an average penis?
That's what they look like.
Yeah, leave the plugs.
We're looking at it like it's like alien technology. We're like, wow, oh my God.
Yeah, he's had some crazy shit on his, like, his podcast ends up on, like, World Star and shit a bunch.
Yeah, well, we're going to have fun with that.
The thing with the girls, the girl that was like, I blew all of the Phoenix Suns, is pretty wild. She like, I just got gangbanged by the Phoenix Suns. And the Phoenix Suns were like, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, yeah, that's why, like, you can't fuck chicks that have, this is Bobby Kelly advice, you can't fuck chicks that have a headshot.
It's not a bad plan.
If they got a headshot, they're trying to get attention in one way or another, you know. That's my next levels. I'm gonna start dating normal chicks again.
Yeah, sure.
No, I swear.
Yeah, I got you.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That's the next chick you're gonna date?
That's this chick. No, Deshaun.
I think Lewis likes the way he treats a lady.
Yeah, he used at least 66 female massage therapists over 17 months. How do they know that?
Receipts.
They keep records of these things, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
You're doing the thing like
Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
What he found out that they
so funny. No, the it's Snapchat. Thing. No, it's all
the because yeah, those things can't be saved, though. He goes, yeah, saved. He goes, yeah, seriously, they can't. He goes, they start talking about something else. He goes, what's your favorite breakfast cereal? He goes, guys, I hate to jump in again, but is that true? Like, they could just save Snapchat? That's so fucked up to do to people.
Use at least 66 female massage therapists over 17 months, sued by 24 massage therapists for alleged sexual misconduct. So here's the thing. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Look, 66 and only 24?
Yeah, less than half. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, here's the thing. He did misconduct a couple of them. Okay, let's get real. There's smoke, there's fire. Probably misconducted a couple of them.
Yeah, 24 are suing. He misconducted 18.
Yeah, but you figure there's a bunch of them that are jumping on a fucking lawsuit, right? He's being sued. So they essentially went, hey, were you somebody that massaged this big dick fucking NFL player? Did you jerk him off? Well, cool. Get a part of, be a part of this lawsuit. All those girls got paid to jerk this guy off. I'm assuming. I haven't read the story. I know nothing about it, but what I've deduced now, just dude, from the headline. Dude,
don't let that stop you from taking a hard opinion on this. I'm going to waste your time reading this story.
Strong opinion on it already.
Massage my testicles.
Let's
see. And his taint.
One woman who did not sue Watson spoke to the Times about a previous unpublicized experience. A woman, a physical therapist who spoke anonymously to maintain privacy, said Watson initiated sexual contact in all three of her appointments. So, yeah, but hold on. She let him back three times.
Yeah, she didn't say she didn't like it.
Yeah, she, you know, she enjoyed it. The massage began normally, the woman told the paper, with her massaging Watson's back. After he turned over, she said his demeanor and voice changed.
This is the funniest thing. Yeah,
baby,
ever.
You like that?
Yeah, he began to tell her where and how he wanted to be touched as he grabbed his feet and his hands while lying on his back.
Oh, like a baby? Oh, hell yeah, dude.
He's really like, and he goes, and asked her to massage between his testicles and anus. Oh, that's great.
They call that happy baby in yoga.
Yeah,
that's all. Happy baby pose.
I'm happy babying. I need a massage on my asshole, too.
Doggy. Wait, go back to it. I want to read it more.
But they, here's the thing. What I'm like, think's weird is like, it doesn't seem like it's all female. It says all female, right? You got all female massage therapists of the 66. Like, it seems like a weirdly, I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm sure he did it. But like, I'm saying more like, if why 20 something? It seems like if that's your thing, like when you get a massage, you do like try to do sexual shit with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why not the other 40?
The other, the woman, according to the Times, said Watson, with whom she said she was familiar, also initiated sexual intercourse on two occasions, once by pulling down the scrubs she was wearing. She said she let him proceed in those instances. I just didn't know how to tell him no, she said to the Times. In a deposition, Watson asked about a post-massage text message he sent to Ashley Solis. He apologized for her being uncomfortable. Watson admitted Solis had been teary-eyed, but he said he didn't know why. Damn.
Jesus. Well, I'm happy the Eagles didn't pick him up then. That was a thing for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to, you know, I wasn't there. But it just seems like he was trying to pay these girls to jerk them off at the end of massages. And they weren't like hooker massages. So, and it worked half the time.
Well, Louis, you shouldn't be the only one talking so much.
Why?
No, I'm just joking. They keep receipts on that shit. Well, look, man, look, massage, massage, man. You know, the whole thing's about getting loose.
Offer a girl some money
for a happy ending. That's called barter.
All right, real quick, guys, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show.
And if we hadn't already paid him his day rate, this is probably when the YoDelta vampire would say something like, "Yes, it is so great to get
dudes. I'm here. I mean, cut the tape right now, but I'm here. But Delta Vampire only work once a day, you know? You get me out of bed. You're not paying me twice for this.
Well, so. I mean,
we'll double your rate, but it's coming out of Bobby and Alex's pay.
No. You guys do good. Just yourself. Bring your werewolf friend.
The Rock Auto werewolf is very loyal to Rock Auto. He would never jump.
He's under an exclusive contract, Jay. I don't know about that.
I saw him modeling some other stuff. He was wearing a Starbucks smock.
Listen, Yo Delta Vampire, I mean, I know you don't want to do a read or anything, but you are pretty high, and I'm going to assume it's because you've been smoking some Yo Delta Delta 8.
I don't know. Maybe. Are we recording? Then yes, it was.
We are recording.
Okay, then yes. But I live in one of the states where it's legal.
Yeah, well, look, you do have to live in one of the states where it's legal, and it is legal in the majority of states. Yo Delta's Delta 8 THC gets you really, really fucking high. They have vapes and gummies. They have anything you want. If you want to get stoned, guess what? Get it from YoDelta.com.
Hey, Bobby, can you come on microphone for a second, please?
Robert? Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Bobby, do I look like a bitch to you? It's a simple question,
no.
Bobby.
No, not at all.
No, I don't.
Like a bitch?
Yes.
Like a bitch?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Then quick question before we dip out. Then why are you trying to fuck me like one today, man? Can you please put lipstick on me before you fuck me? Because, Bobby, too much work for the Delta 8 vampire.
I extremely apologize, Delta 8 vampire.
Heads will roll, dude.
Well, look, here's the deal. If you guys want to get some amazing Delta 8 THC, go to yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS, and you're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's yodelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off.
Have you ever suggested or given the nod of a happy ending and it wasn't, that wasn't that kind of place?
Lewis is your lawyer. I'm going to advise you to remain silent.
I remember guys having to ask me that when I would bring the strippers to bachelor parties. Like, I have to ask, you, so these girls, how much from the fuck? And you got to go like, oh, they don't do that. He's like, yeah, I get it. I get it. Now you can turn the recording device off. So how much, you know, and you got to go, no, they don't.
They ask you three times, everybody. You have to tell the truth.
And then like three more times they ask, and then you go $150 a pop.
$150, and she will do it.
What was the movie where you asked him three times?
Three rule.
Well, yeah. What was the movie where if you asked me three times, you have to tell you the truth? Awesome Powers. It was one of the Awesome Powers villains.
Yeah, there was a character there.
Yeah, it was Will Ferrell's character, I believe.
That's right. He couldn't lie if you asked him
three times.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was Jay. You asked him three times.
Okay. Trying to think of how many happy ending massages I've got in my life. I think the answer is like five. All memorable. And I think it probably would have been several more, other than like, I think there was whatever it was. I saw some story about like the conditions, like the girls were, like it was the Asian places in Philly.
Oh, fucking faggot ass Jay.
And then
Dude, you know it was because they were treating the girls it turned wrong?
Out, buddy.
It turns out that they weren't in love with the idea of doing that to you.
It wasn't that. It was the fact that one of them, I just had an angle of a room where like when they came out of the room to like, you know, you pick the girl, like a little line they give you there. And when they're coming out of the room, like the room just has like a bunch of like cot beds in it. And I was just like, oh dude, this is so fucking funky. Gross. And they started making me feel, like.
No, the reason I don't do it is because I keep on reading like a place gets busted and then everyone inside is arrested and they fucking, and I would feel really bad. I don't want my son to fucking have like his dad's face in the newspaper getting busted for getting jerked off by. I don't even think there's a problem with it, to be honest with you. I think it's like, you know, it's a, you know, unless it's an actual sex slave, which even then it makes it a little hotter.
I think that's what the Asian place I was certainly were. That's why it was funky. But like, I don't know. I'm not like a, definitely not anti-prostitution.
Well, getting a hand job instead of a hooker is so much, like, you just feel like cleaner and safer. You're like, that was great, dude. I got a massage and I came at the end of it. I don't have the guilt of like banging a fucking nasty ass hooker. That was like my biggest problem with like, I'm a,
so you found out it was a slave.
Well, once you find out it's a slave,
guilt free.
Ironically, I've never felt more free than when I get jerked off by a slave.
That's why I said when I got ripped off basically by the white, not massage girl, but like it was like a strip club where they were supposed to like whack you off or suck your dick. And I got ripped off by the girl. And then when she walked out, she was basically like, tell on me, what are you going to do? And I'm like, no, she's right. There's nothing I could possibly do. And I was like, and you know what? I had that one coming. It's like when Mike Tyson went to jail. And the reason he didn't like make a big fuss about going to jail when he went, cause he was like, remember the documentary? He's like, I mean, I definitely did stuff that like could end up in jail. So I guess I feel like I'm just kind of paying the price for something here.
Dude, it was so amazing when they talked to him and he goes, he's just like, he's just telling all these stories. And he's like, for three of my title fights, I had gonorrhea in the ring and but like all these things that are just so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then they get to that and he's like, no, I didn't do anything to that girl. She's a liar. He goes, and then he just starts asking himself questions that he doesn't need to and incriminating himself.
I mean,
like
crazy.
He's like, have I sexually assaulted other girls? Yes, lots of them. Lots of girls I've sexually assaulted, but not that one.
He's like, I just not her.
Yeah.
But that's what he said, right? And the thing, he was like, that's why when he went to jail, he didn't make like a major fucking, like, you know, this is bullshit fucking scream. He was like, I figure I'm paying the price for something.
How long did he go to jail for?
2 years.
2 years? Two, maybe 3 years? Right in his prime. Right in, like,
I think he got out on his first, like, parole chance.
Because I would almost say, like, if you fucking, you know, you're rich enough and you're badass, like, you're going to be a fuck. You're going to be a protected man in prison. Mike Tyson going to prison isn't the same thing as you or I going to prison. You know, you're going to also.
He's the champion of the world. I mean, he's a fucking he went to, like, at his absolute height of scariness too. Oh, so it's not as if he's a guy who's like afraid of the physical consequences of it. And so if I remember, he's also a hero in that world.
He got pussy in prison.
I'm sure.
No, he wasn't. He was sentenced to 6 years. He wasn't away for six years.
No, he wasn't gone for 6 years. He wasn't gone that long. He wasn't out of the ring that long.
Well, it's so funny that Nintendo took him off of Mike Tyson's Punch Out. It just became Punch Out. I don't even know who the last guy was in Punch Out. Who did you fight in Punch Out versus Mike Tyson?
Super Macho Man, I think, was the main guy then.
Wow, yeah. But it's very funny because in Mario, King Koopa kidnaps Princess. And what do you think King Koopa's doing to Princess this whole time?
Oh, my God, putting that fucking weird turtle lizard thing.
Turtle dragon cock. Oh, I mean, dude, you have no idea how much fucking Princess Toadstool has been turned the fuck out by the whole family.
Getting fucking triple teamed by Koopas. That sucks. Toad.
Koopa Troopas are just fucking coming in and torturing her.
What replaced Tyson?
Dream. Look, can we see it?
Yeah, the character Dream. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Mr. Dream. Yeah.
I don't know if I ever got there.
Yeah. Maybe some gameplay,
not just simply the Wikipedia page. Why not?
God damn.
Let's get funky, dude. Let's get funky monkey.
They put him back in the game. I have the little Nintendo thing right here, actually. That's got the Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Mike Tyson is a very weird case of somebody who they sort of like forgave.
Yeah, it's amazing, really, that he can just kind of walk through with that. Like, if you got like, and they'll with
today
like, two stuff, they'll go back to the 90s for allegations. Like, if you just got accused of sexually harassing a chick right now, the same year he got convicted of rape, you'd be in a worse situation.
Wow. You know what's crazy? They just made, he is Mike Tyson, though. Like, that's the exact animation of Mike Tyson.
Oh, so they're
not going to hire a whole programmer, dude. Yeah.
They just made him white.
That's hilarious.
This was too scary. We thought it was too scary from the beginning.
Oh, what it probably took to make a video game at this point. Wow, that's fucking hilarious. Sal's got that great shirt. Oh,
I forgot that Mario was the fucking ref.
Yeah.
Mario had a lot of jobs.
Mario was just out there, doggy.
He was everywhere. I can't go backwards with video games like that. DeRosa does, and I'll do it and like fuck around with him once in a while. But like anytime I do, especially with something like the sports games, particularly.
No, that's terrible because they've gotten so good. Like the feel.
Tecmo Bowl, you're like, exactly. It's like to play Tecmo Bowl is kind of, you get it, and it's fun and the nostalgia of it. But in 2 seconds, you're like, I mean, there's almost the quality of a real broadcast of a football game in my other room here. I could like play, you know, it's
what
like,
holds up is like the original Mario games hold up. Super Mario World holds up.
I got
that's
the
like
Switch.
A really, really good game.
I got the Switch in games like, when they give you the nostalgia things like Metroid, like the update Metroid to make it look better and stuff. That's great.
But I'm talking about like, the side scroll, like original, if you have Super Mario on Super Nintendo, like my sister still has N64, but the color card just went. So now it's all black and white, which is annoying. But N64 is like, it's pretty fucking badass still. Like Mario 64 is a great game. It still holds up in a very, very big way.
I didn't like that controller.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like that one either. You know what? I never had that system, so I never like really got comfortable with any of that shit. So I didn't care about.
I remember I used to lie to my friends in elementary school and tell them that I had a Neo Geo. I didn't even know what a Neo Geo was. He's heard of it.
It was a really stupid system, but it was the first system where if you brought your Neo Geo card to the arcade,
you could play your games.
Bring it home and it would save it on the card. You'd go home and play. Yeah,
fun. I just would say that. Like, I got a Neo Geo at home.
Turbo Graphics. I never got that.
You remember there were a few systems that just didn't take off that
Dreamcast,
were really hyped.
Jaguar.
That was the one I was thinking of. Jaguar was supposed to be the next level thing.
Atari.
And it was.
Yeah. Atari Jaguar.
Yeah. Atari just couldn't keep it. They started making games and stopped making systems, which was smart. Dreamcast I had that was awful. I had a thing called an Odyssey when I was young. You could just get it at electronic stores. It wasn't like a Toys R Us purchase. And that had a bunch of games and stuff. ColecoVision Blue.
It's so funny. My mom, 1 year for Christmas, got us an Atari 2600.
Yeah.
Except our car was broken into and all of our gifts were stolen out of it. the day before Christmas. Now, in retrospect, I realize that my mom did not buy us any gifts.
That's hilarious.
I realized this just this past year. I was like, there's no, okay. No, she didn't buy a shit. She told us that she got robbed, and that was just an easier way
that's
to explain.
That's so fucking
spent
funny.
Christmas money on heroin, you that's whore.
Did you realize it by like telling either yourself or someone else the story?
I was on the last podcast telling it.
Yeah, but you started to tell the story as the story of the year your Christmas presents were stolen, and then just had to like, fuck.
Yes, dude.
That's great. Oh, those moments, brutal. Those moments so are funny. Fucking priceless. I'm so happy you have that on film. Those are great moments in life. You're like, oh, that wasn't.
That at all. Yeah, dude. Fucking brutal. Absolutely brutal. But I did have a charge $2,600.
I remember my dad's friend Debbie, he used to take me to hang out with all the time. Oh, they were the best friends. My dad was fucking Debbie.
One time there was a really big bug in the bedroom, so they had to keep stomping on the floor and screaming. They were screaming so loud.
Well, no, mine's more like then I remember coming home that one day and telling my mom how fun Debbie was at the park, and then unconnected at all. My father left 3 days later and never came back.
Yeah, dude. We had the Atari 2600 after like when Nintendo had come out. We got like our Atari 2600. So we were buying. I remember I would buy Atari games. My local bodega had like a bin for like 50 cents or a dollar of a bunch of Atari games because it was we were so removed from Atari that you like. And I played all the games. So I loved Atari. Like I played all the games on Atari. Pitfall, E.T. Ruled. Pitfall was great, dude.
Pitfall fucking ruled. I'll tell you what, I did more of a cunt move than like your mom just got you the 2600 ultimately. But like my mom was finally breaking down on getting the Nintendo.
Yeah.
And we went to, it was called Kitty City was our toy store. Kitty City didn't have any more in stock. They were sold out. And they were getting some like the next week. They said they'd be back in next week. And I was like,
Kitty City, here. A pedophile's dream.
Yeah. I'm like, we're here now. So I'm getting, and I got an Atari 7800. What a hunk of shit. Just in between, no one cared about system.
Oh, wow. You were like,
and I had
impatient little fat kid.
Right.
Like a spoil. Like, I know. You were,
but I was smart enough, to know. And then the 7800, I knew immediately sucked. You could tell immediately it was nowhere near Nintendo because I had played a Nintendo at that point. And but where I was a pretty good kid was I waited like another year for like a Christmas to come up before I even asked for Nintendo again. I was like, I can't. It's like, can't go back now and be like, this is wrong.
Yeah. Well, you also you hate being wrong. So you just pretended to enjoy Atari 7800 for an entire year.
Oh, my God. Dude, the best game was a one-on-one basketball game, Jordan versus Bird. Or maybe it was Dr. J versus Bird, I think it was. Yeah. And it was a one-on-one shitty it was so bad.
But Jordan hadn't even come onto the scene yet.
Nope.
They're like, Bird versus Dr. J. It'll never get to a higher level.
Bird. Yeah. What a Bird, yeah.
Larry Bird,
sucks. Man, dude.
Oh, man, it damn, sucks dude. So bad.
It's hilarious.
My God, dude.
Even at the time,
my buddy John used to whoop my ass to it. He was just better at video games than I was.
Yeah.
And I would get, and the controller for the 7800 was a thick cord with a thing that was like a long paddle with a joystick.
Oh, was it the tourney thing?
No. It was like a joystick on top of like a kind of like a long, it looked like a coffin almost. And that cord was perfect. It was a long cord. So perfect for getting angry at losing and taking the cord and using it. The whole thing is like a mace and then beating the 7800, which was a sturdy piece of equipment, and just beating it with the fucking handle. And I'm like, they keep letting you win.
The kid in my neighborhood who had
a fucking coffin with the joystick, dude. Oh, look at that.
The idea of just playing a video game on that is so ridiculous.
And I had the one down the lower left.
You know what it is? I never had that. I thought that was a knob that you
could twist. It did have a turny thing. It did have a turny thing.
Okay, it did. Okay.
No, it came with one. There's a double paddle control or something. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I remember the kid in my neighborhood who had Nintendo was Ryan Nolan. And we had a.
Really? That's not very Jewish.
Kiss his ass. In order to like play his Nintendo, and he was just a little
usually a Jewish kid you had to like nuzzle up to get.
I lived in white trash Benson Street, West Havishaw, New York. There was no Jews to gotcha. Be had. And if there was a Jewish kid, they were going to be fucking tortured by racists. I wish it was a Jewish kid, then I wouldn't have been the kid who was tortured by racists.
Yeah. Damn. lack of Jews.
It's fucked up, dude, because in all my formative years, all I wanted to do was be these racist kids. And this is why I am who I am today.
Oh, well, hey, look, guys, Lewis. Am I finally good enough? I'm doing it on a national level.
Well, Lewis, after all these years of hard work, you have graduated to the level of racist kid.
Of white dude,
I really
kid.
Am. I am. I would be.
You the are grand Ryan Nolan. We are all Ryan Nolan.
I would be the grand wizard of my neighborhood, man.
What? Yeah, kissing someone's ass to have to play their things.
Yeah, he was a kid who had all the toys in the neighborhood. Like, his grandma was like our landlord, Mary Leone, I remember was her name. And yeah, like, we were just like this little trash family. And fucking, they had like all, they had a pool, they had Nintendo, they had toys, they had fucking a dad.
The funniest crossover finding out, and I never, when my friends had the things first, because, like, you know, they would always, I played with like action figures and stuff. And when you play with action figures, when somebody would call, like an adult would call them dolls, you'd be like, there's a fucking extreme difference between dolls and what I'm doing. And then it didn't matter until I got it. When I played with other people that had it, but when I got Castle Grayskull, for the He-Man things, or like the setups, like the, you know what I'm talking about? When your action figures would have like fucking bases and stuff like that,
yeah.
You could buy.
Yeah, yeah, you're like,
it's a fucking dollhouse, dude. Castle Grayskull particularly opens and close exactly like a dollhouse. It really is such a funny.
It's just like, repackaged. It's instead of painting pink, they painted a skull on it.
So funny.
You're right about that, but I never had. See, I didn't have. Never did I have a base.
I had never one did base. I Castle have, Grayskull is my only base.
Never did I have two of the same type of toy, except maybe a few big rubbery pro wrestlers. I had like three or four of those. Yeah. But it's like I had like two G.I. Joes maybe. So like all of my toys, I had a bunch of toys.
Did they have to interact?
Like, yeah, like G.I. Joe would be interacting and be riding the big purple,
he'd be in the land
thing.
He'd be in the land of giants. He goes, my G.I. Joe needs to go talk to the god Junkyard Dog. Yes. What's up,
you
daddy-o?
Come, little man.
What's up, daddy-o? You want to get thumped?
Dude, but that's exactly it. You'd have to sort of make up your own. I wasn't playing G.I. Joe. I was playing this little guy was now fighting, you know, a big guy. And then a sock was a giant snake. And the sock would be trying to fucking eat the G.I. Joe guy. And it was fucking, that was like, I placed, dude, in bed. I always had my little action figures with me in bed until way too old, until maybe like 13. Like, I was already thinking about pussy.
I remember that. I remember pulling out, not the big rubber ones, but like the smaller WWF action figures, which I was real into. And I had the ring and a box of, and I remember them being privileged, deep.
Dave.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sweet ass fucking ring.
Rings always sucked anyway.
Yeah, it was never. It just felt cool. I don't know. It wasn't.
Yeah, like, dude, I bet those rings were awful.
They were
great.
Jay, I didn't get a
don't
ring.
Don't tell them how great
sucked.
They were. But I remember pulling
kid,
it out.
Dave, the kid never got a ring. Tell him they sucked, would you?
Like, I remember pulling them out and playing with them. And I mean, literally, like, checking outside my door to make sure no one was home, closing the blinds. Like, at an age where it was like, I knew this was wildly embarrassing.
Yeah, every kid has
like,
to go through
that. I had smoked cigarettes a few times. I may have like had a drink or two. Like I had done adult things, maybe 12, 13, something like this. And I was still just like, dude, I just want to play with him. So
I'm still
a little boy in you.
It's so funny.
No, like, I talk about it in my act because there's like a year of your life where you're like a little boy and a man. So he's like, all you care about is toys and pussy. It's like the best time of your life.
Dan has a joke in his last special about the, like putting the,
oh Jesus!
He's going outside to smoke a cigarette, and he's like, you know, the saying he talks about, like, he's like, Cobra's got the high ground. I don't know, things are just going haywire.
that's so funny the way Dan does it.
Oh, it's way better than what I'm going to do with mine.
All right, you know, before we go any further, let's just do plugs real quick here. Get him out of the way, Davey. You want to go first, buddy?
Yeah. All my stuff for this, I don't think there's any tickets left for my stuff for this month, but next month I will be in Philly with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. I'll have a ticket link for that by the end of the week. I'll be back at Freedom Fest this year as well, back in Vegas this year. So that should be fun. And part of the problem. And of course, Yo MMA Rap. If you haven't checked out Yo MMA Rap yet, you are missing out. It is the best MMA podcast in the universe.
It really is.
And some guy.
If you guys like us, if you like the Legion of Skanks, it's us without Jay talking about MMA. Stoner, what, take whatever that
if
means.
If you like
to
the
you.
Legion of Skanks, but you think it's a little too much funny.
Too funny, just not too enough funny. MMA.
I like Legion of Skanks. A little heavy on the J, though, and a little much, light on the MMA.
Too much funny, not enough fight talk. Guess what? You landed at Yo MMA Rap,
which is the number one complaint we get here at Skanks.
Yo MMA Rap rules.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Of course. Is that you done? I don't want to just start jumping.
Well, I am now.
Yeah, it is a weird way to ask. You done? Dave, look at me. You done?
Well, I was going to do a new special, but we'll just cancel the whole thing. Go ahead.
Production. Everyone tell them to stop production. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, everybody, it starts the Bert Kreischer Fully Loaded Tour. Me, Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, Sal Volcano, Dave Attell, Nikki Glazer, Taylor Tomlinson, Fortune Feimster, amongst others. 8 cities over 2 weeks. Come check it out. I think there's some tickets still available in some of the cities, so look for a venue near you. After that, I kept telling people Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm an idiot. Bricktown Comedy Club. Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma. Please come check me out there. It's my first time coming there. Very excited to be there. Albany, New York, Montreal Comedy Festival is coming up, assuming that's going to happen still. So I will be there this year. They made the announcement, actually, hosting the Nasty Show at Montreal. So that's a very cool honor. Hosting the Nasty Show. The first time was my first show where I really popped in Montreal. So to have me back all these years later. First time hosting. Yeah,
that's pretty cool, dude. That's
hosting's so hilarious. It's not the most fun job in the world, but it is, like, for whatever reason, those Montreal shows, like, the host is who the person, you know, like the headline, I guess, of it. So, like, or just the person who has to do all the press, probably. But
but they always pick. They always pick a big, like, legendary dirty comic.
You know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's awesome. It's a fucking cool honor. So hopefully that'll be happening, and come check those out. Josh Adam Meyer is also on those shows, the Nasty Shows, and all over the place. My year is booked up. So BigJComedy.com for all my dates. SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network, and of course the Bonfire 5 days a week. Me and Dan Soder, Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103. Check it out. And the bonfiremerch.com, as well as podcastmerch.com for all merch Big J friendly.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up. If you're watching this live tomorrow night, I'll be in San Diego, California. Scott Chaplin going to be with me, which is going to be a ton of fun. Sunday night, doing the goddamn comedy jam in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store. Really excited about that. A lot of other stuff throughout June. I'll be in Albany. Then I'll be in Pennsylvania twice. I'm doing Soul Joles and I'm doing the Emas Theater. And then me and Aaron Berg are kicking off our Offend Everyone tour on July 4th weekend at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. Kim Congdon and Jamie Kilstein on those shows. Those shows are going to be fucking bonkers and sold out. So come to that. We're doing a Depraved as well. Kill Tony, I'm doing down there. July is heating up. Kansas City, Missouri for the first time. I'm going to Alabama. Going to fucking Nashville. We're doing a bunch of stuff, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all of these dates and more. Me and Aaron are touring all throughout the end of the year, and a lot of fun stuff planned, obviously, for Skankfest, which is already sold out. But keep on tuning in, guys, because we will be giving away free passes, and the first set of golden tickets will go to whoever has the best Legion of Skanks tattoo. We're going to be deciding this, I think, what did we say, July 15th or August 15th? You remember what we said?
Somebody sent me a Skanks tattoo yesterday. They got their whole hand as the Skanks logo.
That's just not going to win. I saw it. Buddy, beat it.
I didn't know it was for an entry.
Buddy, I got my Skanks beat tattoo. It. You got the Skanks it, logo on your tattoo. Your fucking hand. Who doesn't have that? That's nothing. That's not even impressive at this point. Just a simple Skanks logo. You should have it if you're a fan of the show. If you don't have it, you're not even a fan of the show. That's getting up in the morning and brushing your fucking teeth. Okay? I want a cool tattoo.
I think it's so impressive for your entire hand to be a Skanks logo.
I don't want to give people ideas, but if you got
when you think about it, it's pretty impressive to get up in the morning and brush your teeth.
If we saw an ape do that, we'd be impressed. Realistic life version of me and Jay making out, like, that would be a cool fucking tattoo. You know, I don't want to give the ideas. I don't want to ruin it, because now that one's probably not going to win. I wouldn't get that one if I were you, because I'm not going to choose that one. Now you're not even original. You're just
now you're going to make it me and Lewis fucking. And
the golden, that would actually be great. The golden ticket will go to the best golden tickets, 2 golden tickets, which means you get to skip all the lines at Skankfest. You get to just walk into any show throughout the whole weekend. These are very valuable passes, plus all access to everything all weekend. You guys will get those. The best Skanks tattoo. You got to submit it to legionofskanks@gmail.com.
You can also give yourself a tattoo where you write Skanks forever on your stomach and just smear Pennick into it. That does count as a tattoo.
You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying there's only going to be one golden ticket winner for the tattoo contest. We're doing a couple golden ticket winners. Legionofskanks@gmail.com. Also, thank you for everyone that emailed us to partner up with us for merch pump, or I'm sorry, podcast merch. A lot of people did. Tons of people did. So look, honestly, if you guys are running a merch company and you're interested in possibly coming on board and working with us, this is a serious thing now at this point. I fucking love this. Shoot us an email, legionofskanks@gmail.com. Great opportunity for the right people. Look, I think you gotta have everything. You gotta have fucking graphic design experience. You gotta have printing experience. You gotta have customer service experience, e-commerce
experience. Gotta have a great Legion of Skanks tattoo on you.
If you have all those things and you want to fucking partner up, there's a great opportunity, I think. I think this is a great idea. Legionofskanks@gmail.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. That gets you the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, SDR Show, Part of the Problem, Yo MMA Rap, and all the other shows. 15 other shows in the network, thousands of hours of content, ad-free, uncensored, not available anywhere else in the world. This is an amazing, amazing value, plus access to the Racist live chat, pre-release on all the episodes, and more member benefits. Use the promo code LOS, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You save $1.50 a month. It's only $8.50 a month for your membership, which is pretty incredible.
Oh. Do you know the mass shooting that just happened in Philadelphia is... I mean, directly in front of where the Laugh House was. The
club. It was South Street and Third, right?
Yeah.
It's funny when I read it, and obviously it stuck with me because I still remember the corner.
Yeah.
I remember being like, "Is that where the Laugh House was?"
Yeah.
Because I just knew that intersection specifically, and I forgot.
When I was trying to do my special in Philadelphia, the theater that I was like. Clinging on, the reason I'm not doing it in Philly this time is because of not getting this theater. It's the TLA, which is on 4th and South. But South Street's gotten, apparently, it is just like really, really bad.
Like late night. I have a hard time. Whatever. I mean, Matt, when you say mass shooting, I'm imagining a fucking white guy in a trench coat going into a fucking movie theater.
Yeah, I think the term was used loosely there. I think it was like, it wasn't.
No, the technical definition of mass shooting is actually not that. That's why sometimes you'll see have these numbers where they'll be like, there's been 3,000 mass shootings this year. And it's like, yeah, but they're not talking about it the way we casually use that term is like.
Well, yeah. And then when people that are right. anti-gun talk about it, right. And they go like that, these fucking crazy white people with their guns, they're obsessed. We're like, well, we're talking about mass shootings.
Most and then they use those numbers, but those yeah. numbers are real. You're like, oh yeah. And they're like 80% of them are in Chicago.
I don't know the numbers illegally versus legally obtained guns. And this is, I'm not pro gun at all. I don't think people should have guns, but
I don't think Lewis should.
They just skew the numbers in a way to just make their argument more valid. But regardless, anyway, continue, Jay.
Wow, Lewis, always making it all about politics.
I really did. I noticed myself doing it. You saw I stopped myself.
Take it away, Jay. no, I think mass shooting usually infers, and maybe I'm wrong, but like that the target of the thing is to execute as many people as possible, or you know, whatever.
I think like, the technical like or two or more is like people four, yeah it's like four people were shot or something.
I know,
like
the word mass, I think it's to say, it's again, it looks like a person who was like, you were looking for a manifesto or something. This is
yeah. this that's is what you guy, think in your these head are, but these that's
are
not
guys,
like
yeah these are guys who were shooting at each other and I think hit a bunch of people
because in a crowded area. Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody wasn't like, I'm going down the South Street and start ripping off shots at people, you know what I mean, like right. to get on the news.
Yeah, just the implication of mass shooting is like somebody, they take out a gun and they start shooting into a crowd with to blindly kill anybody, right? Actually, I had this debate earlier on Real Ass Podcast because we were looking at black serial killers. And it's like, well, so what's the definition? It's like they, you know, they killed 7 people over the course of 6 years. Well, were they in a gang? Was it a violent gang? Is that a serial killer who's just murdering his yeah. gang enemies? I don't consider that a serial killer.
It's at least like you go, that's not what we're all thinking about when we use the term.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like whatever it means, it's like, that's not what everyone's talking about when they say serial killer.
Oh, Bobby, while we're talking about this, just, I want the next story to be teed up just because I think everyone's going to enjoy it on the show. There's a volcano eruption survivor who has revealed her face 30 months after treatment.
Right. Before we get into the story,
sounds like something you just want to die from.
Lewis, we should
plug again. You don't want to survive it.
It says in the chat, and we're right, we should plug again, Shark Skank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Shark Skank. Oh, that's right. If you want to be a contestant on Shark Skank,
Sharks gang.
Sweeping the nation.
Yeah. Also, shoot us an email at legionofskates@gmail.com. We're looking for your ideas. You want me, Dave, or Jay, or maybe Ari. I think we can get Ari into this, to invest in your business and to be a partner in it and to be a contestant on the first episode of Sharks Gank, which will be a specialty episode of Legion of Skanks in the future. This is your opportunity. Bobby, have we gotten any Sharks Gank entries?
I don't know. I haven't seen any yet.
Okay, no, good. Well, we're off to a great start.
By the way, the term is defined for mass murder as four or more people with no cooling off period before.
So if you,
that's a weird way to put it. Cool. He goes, "Hey man, chill." He goes, "I'm not there yet. He's still running pretty hot."
Oh, that guy just killed four people. Oh my God. It was a mass shooting. You're like, "Nah, he smoked a cigarette after the third guy chilled."
Yeah. Because he watched a movie, came out still pissed, did another one. That is technically not a mass shooting. That guy just killed four people in one day. Now he's a serial killer.
Volcano eruption survivor. Let's see.
That seems like a mask.
Deal. Eruption, yeah.
So
yeah, it is.
It's been a long time. It's felt like forever.
Is that Megan O'Leary?
And as though this day would never come.
Oh my God! Did the volcano turn her into a professional wrestler?
Oh God.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's not so bad.
Oh my God! I thought it was gonna be so much more horrible. Fuck. Her
hands are a much bigger issue for me than her face.
What? No, White Island not, volcano really survivor Stephanie Browett has been. Wait, go back. Ryan, hold on.
Ooh, looked like it was going to be a lot worse from that picture.
As long as they remove her face compression mask for more than 2 years after the eruption. Oh my God, it's just her face has been being compressed for this long. Yeah. Her face was fucked up, dude.
But you got to say something. That's pretty. When she took that mask off, I bet she cried for 8 hours. She goes, "That is not for having to wear a mask for 2 years. Not bad.
Not bad. No. Look, she's got fucking. I've had sex with uglier women this year.
You know who you are out there listening. You know who you are.
Yeah, her hands are red as fuck, dude.
The hands would be the rough part. Well, she's also missing like tops of fingers and shit.
Oh wow, dude. Oh, dude, fuck me, dude. This poor girl. How did she get erupted? How the hell did she fucking end up getting hit by a volcano eruption?
She was looking at a volcano.
She was fucking doing some sort of weird Indiana Jones fucking.
She goes, "No, I don't want to look at the volcano from the bottom. I want to see the view from the top."
Was she being sacrificed by some sort of volcano tribe?
Yeah. She thought lava was water and she tried to wash her face with it.
Oh my fuck. Jesus. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Yo.
Oof. Oh my. I'd literally want death. I would want death. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
That's the same lady?
Shut the fuck up, dude. Please.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to survive that.
She has foot hands now.
No, she has little feet hands.
Oh, she was so hot, too. Oh, she was so hot, dude. She's like, "I'm so hot. I bet I could jump into a volcano."
Wait, was that after? I think that's after.
No, that was before, dude.
Oh, no, look at her hands. Her hands.
21-year-old Crystal. Wow, dude. Man.
He goes, "Dude, you know, remember I fucked Crystal back from high school before the volcano, before the volcano thing."
Jesus Christ. So what is the story? Can we please find out how she was volcanoed?
Someone dared her to kiss a volcano. All right. Starts off with a fun little time. People are camping and one of them dared her to kiss a volcano.
Her sister and her father in White Island volcano eruption. She lost her sister and father. Oh my God, dude, this girl's the worst fucking life ever.
She lost them in a volcano.
70% she lost them inside of a volcano.
Hello, dad, sis.
The blast in New Zealand appearing in 60 Minutes Sunday. She took off her face mask for the first time. The Melbourneian opened up about her ongoing struggles with losing her family. Oh my fucking God, dude. She lost her sister. What was she doing in the volcano?
Just touring New Zealand.
22 people killed while 70 spent 2 weeks in a coma fighting for her life with third-degree burns. Wow.
And by the way, you know, it sucks. It sucks so much to have all that happen to you. And really, her monetary capitalization off this will be minor compared to, like, you know, Tracy Morgan's like Walmart crash.
No, of course you can't sue a volcano.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like a natural problem. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lawyer will try to find somebody should have told them they shouldn't be there or blah, blah, blah.
Let's see. They were on a trip of a lifetime with the Caribbean. when they embarked on a day excursion of a volcano, an activity offered by the cruise company.
Stephanie's
mother, Marie, decided to stay on the ship while her two daughters and husband went to explore.
Oh my God. Can you imagine staying on a ship? You're going on a water slide. No one's there. You're having a good time. You're buffeting by yourself. And you find out your entire family's gone. And one of them is has to wear a fucking mask for 2 years.
Just as they were leaving the crater, they saw black smoke spewing from its center. That's when Stephanie wanted a closer look.
That's when she goes, when there's smoke, there's fire. I'll be right back. I got to get a selfie.
No one's gonna believe this.
The front tour guy screamed run like a movie. That's when we realized and made this.
That's when we realized we were in the water and we can't run.
Yeah. He says run, and I go, I'm not missing this. It was coming from behind and getting louder and louder as it was coming closer. You could hear all the rocks. You could hear the sound of all the rocks hitting the ground and people just screaming. Damn,
I didn't think I would survive.
I was gonna die. She was stuck on the island for hours before she and her father were rescued. So the sister, her body was retrieved days later. Oy.
Wow.
Paul died from injuries a month after the blast. Oh, so that's a nice 5 weeks of just feeling.
There's no way I'd want to survive anything. Can you imagine, like, when you're.
I thought that was her shirt pulled up. That's just where her skin starts and gets worse.
Yeah, it's her body shirt.
That is fucking wild.
Like, I mean, hang on. Don't worry. You're going to make it.
And you're like, no. Still wood right there, kind of turned on that I can see her butt crack a little. But,
oh, man. Yeah. She definitely has got great hips. Look at that.
Look at that butt crack. Go back up.
Look at that bump. Flat out. Oh, my God.
She goes,
hell yeah.
She's got great hips. It would be cool if there was some skin covering them. But, yeah. You know,
my skeleton's a Kardashian.
Dude.
Christ almighty.
Dude, that face down, ass up.
Is that line? Is that where her skin, or is that looks like it might be where her shirt like burned onto her?
Dude, who knows, Jay? We're not forensic scientists. I don't know why I just said that with a list.
Good job, Lewis.
Forensic
scientists.
Someone's celebrating fucking Pride Month all month.
It also looks like they stapled her skin back to her back.
Yeah, it looks like in the middle by her waist too. It looks like they put her body back together with staples.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally looks like a prop you would buy at the Halloween store that you would fucking leave on your front lawn.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy, dude.
Although, I'll be honest with you, take everything else out of it. Just look in the middle. If I told you that was a delicious turkey, though, a delicious cooked turkey, you'd be like, that thing is cooked right.
Dude, if you would have told me that that's like a pig and it's ready to go.
You'd be like, oh, yum, dude. Give me that crispy part where it all wrinkles up.
Jesus Christ. So go down, go finish. Wait, what else? Was there any more to the story?
She now is an OnlyFans.
Please take this picture away. Let's see. Despite the unimaginable physical pain she has endured, the most painful part of her ordeal has been learning to live without her father and sister. Oh man, this is a sad fucking story.
Yeah,
I wish I had my father. No, she'll be addicted to painkillers the rest of her life, though.
That is the funny part. You found it, Jay.
There you go. There you have it. Oh my God. How much would cum sting hitting that back skin? Yeah.
Let's see. While she wishes her dad and sister were alive, she's incredibly glad at least one person in her family survived, so her mother didn't lose everyone. Whilst my scars are visible. Oh, I hate people who say whilst. I hate that.
I'm prepared to give this girl a pass.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Bitch, whilst, you fucking pretentious whore. Fuck off. With your crispy ass. Get the fuck out of here with your crispy ass.
Fucking original recipe, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
That fricasseed ass titties out of my face.
9 herbs and spices. The fuck out of my face.
Get that burnt pizza crust looking titty up out of my face.
Whilst my scars. Fuck you, lady.
Your pussy looks like a melted book. Yeah, roaster, dude, again.
Oh, god damn, dude.
Oh.
Wow, just being burnt, dude. I mean, I burnt my finger taking a dab in Jamaica, and it was one of the most painful experiences of my life.
Did it blister up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oy. Yeah, no, that is pretty brutal.
Yeah. But you know that what? Sucks. I'm here today. I'm stronger because of it.
That's right. Tell us about your ordeal.
Do you know that
what happened to your sister on that trip?
whilst I was in Jamaica.
Janice never returned, unfortunately.
Whilst was swimming with dolphins.
Burned my finger. 70% of my top of my finger.
Oh, I totally can empathize with this woman.
While my scars are visible, the internal scars are the ones that will never leave.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is MePod.com. If you're a vapor, you got to go check out MePod. Now, of course, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. But for those of you guys who are addicted to nicotine, like I am, like Jay is, like Lewis once was and will be again soon.
Well, no, they have 420 options. Let it be known.
Ooh, that's true. They do.
They also
everybody, all of us are using the MePod. That's right. Everybody here at Gas Digital is using the MePods. They have the best vapes out there. You got to go check them out. The official vape of the Legion of Skanks.
Hey, Dave, what's great about them?
Well, they have the best refillable vape on the market today. Mm-hmm. They also have disposables, and they have a wide variety of flavors and vape juice options.
Okay, Dave, but I mean, like, you know, how does it pull?
Oh, it's got a great pull. Long lasting.
Flavors are good. So what about the feel, dude?
Nope, feels like a vape. Lastly, MePod has fast shipping with most orders shipping out the
same day.
They
really do want
day.
Us to talk about the feel. You know, all right, guys, fine. MePod, chill. It feels great. What do you what is acting like it's a fucking, like a the first time I felt a tit. It's just a vape.
I like it.
You love
Go to MePod.com, use the promo code SKANKS. You're going to get 15% off your entire order. One more time, that's MePod.com, MIPOD.com. Promo code SKANKS for 15% off your entire order.
Oh, the feel.
Okay. It feels like a dick. Let's get back to the show.
Apple, this is interesting. Apple's next update will allow to edit and unsend text messages, which I love.
You can unsend it, like pull it back from their phone too?
Yeah.
So like if you text someone and they don't see it, you can get it
That's
back.
That's what unsend means, Dave. Jesus Christ.
Well, I've never unsent a text message
Dude,
before, so I'm just
Lewis, will you let him page. Be super excited about this?
Well, no.
Oh, wait. I can change anything I've ever said. Yes.
Yes, unsend. Well, you can unsend on Instagram. You can unsend a message on Instagram.
I don't really use Instagram like that.
So once
I mean, I do. You follow me.
Users can edit or recall a message. That's amazing, because now I can edit.
Up to 15 minutes after sending it.
Oh, up to damn it! I was gonna say if you caught in a
Sorry,
lie,
Lewis, you can't like, go years back.
Like, oh, that look. Is funny. 17 minutes later, just having a second thought. Shit! I have to really sit and think about every day after I send every
Lewis
text.
Was gonna turn his whole. Lewis had plans to turn his whole life around. Be like,
oh, he's going.
Hey, Beatrice, I want to have a baby with you. Unsend.
James's picture. He's vanishing in it. And then eventually we go, where's James Lewis? He goes, James who? Dun, dun, dun.
I changed your boy history. Your boy who you've been texting me about for the last 9 years. Wait,
check again.
There's
check
no
again,
record.
Bro. Wait, who is James?
Have you ever accidentally sent a text message to somebody that you didn't mean to and it got you caught doing shit?
I haven't gotten caught doing shit, but it's always fairly harmless, but I've sent a lot of like, probably at least like 4 or 5 that were supposed to go to Lauren, just to random people. One time, I think I texted Owen Benjamin on my way.
My cock is so hard.
But it was a real.
I want to be with you in that cabin. No, but
you know, things like that. I never like fucked up my life with it.
I've maybe 2 times, 3 times in my life. I don't think I don't think it's ever happened with Christine at all, but like definitely with other relationships where I've had to like,
Bobby's going to have to come on and tell this story.
We talked about this story.
Did we? I'm sorry. Yeah. And I apologize. You sent Ding Dong a dick pic.
But I've definitely had to like call up and like have to make a, excuse. I did it, and the one was Isabella. That's how Isabella found out I smoked weed.
Officially. Oh, that's right.
I wrong texted her.
I did that with Beatrice once. That's when I lied to her and I told her I was not smoking weed anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you just told us, I think.
What'd you say?
I think you just told us.
In life, I told you this recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were in Key West. I told you this. But I, yeah, I quit smoking weed. So then I was meaning to text Gary Veeder, but I was texting him about Beatrice. So whatever, like my mind just wasn't thinking. So I just hit Beatrice's name because I was texting about Beatrice. So I was like, hey, Gary, if Beatrice asks, I was at your place.
Oh.
Luckily, I also put, I was really smoking weed with Dave, but she doesn't know. Ha ha. If I just put like, hey, just say I was at your place, it would have seemed like I was cheating, which I probably was also. I was like, hey, Dave, tell Gary that I was smoking weed with you because I'm cheating, Dave.
Oh my God. Can you imagine even the concept of having to go call my friends and ask them?
Yeah.
To have to be in a situation, I had to hit up a friend and be like, hey, all weekend I was with you, having sex with you, not some girl.
But it is nice to have the ability to,
I think it's fucking 50% phenomenal.
Of my text messages that I send, I sort of regret after I send them, at the very least in the way I worded something, and I would want to like rethink it.
That's, by the way, Lewis, that's way too high a percentage of your
half
text messages
the things I say regretting. I regret.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
He goes, okay, shit. Okay. It was more K-O. Like a fine. I meant more of a fine than okay. Oh, I know they sort of mean the same, but fine reads better.
Oh, she's going to keep an asshole.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Did I just text this chick whilst?
Well, by the way, the unsending okay and resending fine. It's so funny. Sorry, I thought that okay was a little dumb. That's a good, I think it's a fantastic function.
Yeah. I support it, sure.
I mean, it. If everybody finds out, though, what will make people just do is, like, the first time you get something that you feel could, like, hurt somebody down the road, maybe, or do something if you want to, like, screenshot it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea would be you're hoping that somebody isn't staring at their phone and gets a text message right away. Like, if it's something that you don't want them to see.
Wasn't the funny thing with, like, Snapchat was, like, you know, people were like, well, it goes away if you send dirty pictures, I guess, but like people could screenshot it. But then wasn't there correction to that? It was like, oh, well, the person will find out if you, like, it lets them know if you screenshot it.
All right, so it's on, like, Instagram, who gives a shit? On Instagram,
like, who cares?
Well, no, it's a little creepy. So on Instagram,
no, it's creepy, but I'm saying, like, you still have, they didn't solve the problem. It's just pointing out that someone's a weirdo.
On Instagram, it's the same thing. If you send somebody like you hit a bomb.
Oh, right? The exploding messages.
Yeah, so that disappears after they see it once. But if you take a screenshot of it, it informs the person that sent the picture that that person just sent a screenshot. And that is, like, I've never done that specifically because it's such a fucking creepy move. Like, it really is. And I had a fucking chick do that to me once.
Here's what I'll do. I write back, oh, it's gone.
I know. I'm just very clear. I'm like, no. I was like, I can't jerk off to this one time. I was like, I can't. How am I gonna nut to this?
It's only like a fucking couple seconds, too, right?
Yeah. No. I need the fucking no. It'll keep looping, I think, for a while, as long as you don't close it out. But
you think
it's a goddamn nightmare, you know?
I think it's how it works. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah. I guess, like I said, if something I've never been like. I guess I never screenshot anything, so no one's ever been like, do you screenshot? But like at the same time, I think it's funny they tell you that. But I said that to me, the damage is still done. It points out someone did something that's kind of like, you know, maybe they obviously didn't want you to do, but like, do you get what I'm saying? You still have it.
Yeah.
So sure. Like, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. And he's got a picture of my fucking vulva.
Well, don't send pictures of your pussy out to people that you don't know that well.
Well, I'm trying to get better.
That's one way to. It's one way to handle it.
I'm trying to get better.
Did you see they're trying to? I guess a guy drowned in a lake. Like, the cops told him not to jump in, and then the guy jumped in anyway.
They wouldn't go after him.
And they were like, "No, I'm not fucking going in."
Yeah, he's like, "I'm not going in there after you."
Yeah,
he tells him before he jumps.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the video. Have you seen the video?
No,
I haven't seen this.
Please, let's. Or is there a video? I think there is, yeah.
I like these videos now of cops being cavalier about not doing like the bravest or the best thing. You know what I mean? When they were like those videos, and I'm like, I'm not going to that fucking school shooting. It's a shooter in there.
Oh yeah, that was fucking. Well, then they're like holding parents down so they can't go in.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
That's the thing where it's like, even as a dude, like, fuck your job, right? You're a guy, you're a parent, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If some guy wants to go in and fucking get his kid out of there, fuck that, dude. Don't stand in their way. Fuck you. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Really. You're simple already as prepared. That. You're already prepared to stand down. Maybe just stand down on this one.
Stand down. Exactly. You're for your fucking job, you're going to hold.
No, I couldn't imagine. Listen, if there's a parent. And I guess I say this as someone with kids or whatever, but like if there was a parent trying to rush into a building where there's an active shooter to save their kids and you grab them and throw them down and cuff them, I couldn't imagine being in that situation and just not feeling like I'm in a burn in hell. Like I'm the worst human being in the world right now.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to be too pussy to go into the fucking building and help when that's supposed to be who, you know, like,
well, if they were storming, if the cops were storming the fucking building, then you,
oh, that's obviously stopping, very different. I'm saying if you're just outside, not doing anything as they were for 90 minutes, just letting the fucking shooting happen. And then you're going to actually like be, you're like putting this parent in cuffs as they're experiencing their worst nightmare ever. I mean, like, I just don't understand how you could ever be like.
Well, the one woman, I guess she did go into the building and saved her kids.
She got them to uncuff her and she ran in and got her kids and got them out.
Good for her. Yeah. And her, she was a Gomez. It was so funny because I posted a thing about it.
Yeah, real ass Gomez of the week.
I posted a thing about it on Instagram. It was just a funny comment that was in the Facebook group. And somebody said it was like, oh man, I don't want to read the comment.
Oh, you told me this. It was so funny.
Dude, it was such a fun. It was one of the funniest comments I've ever seen. People got like pissed off at me. I was like, I'm not even making a joke about the fucking shooting. The comment was, she saw a fence and something primal unlocked inside of her. It's just so funny. She just wanted to start hopping fences. Yeah, people were pissed off that I posted that. Like, I took a screenshot of the comment and posted it. And I was like, no, the story is fucking an amazing story that she did that. So, you know, the whole thing is fucking horrific. But that is a pretty hilarious comment.
It's not known. He goes, do you know how tragic this is? Like, yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Everyone knows how tragic it is. It's horrible.
Yeah. All right. So go to the story of the cops letting the guy swim in the lake. Just a homeless guy.
What are you doing, my friend? Huh?
Is it a deadly jump he's doing?
No, I don't think so. I think the guy can't swim. He's like a crazy homeless person.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go for a swim.
You can't swim in the lake, man.
You're not allowed to swim in the lake.
How am I doing it then?
So they're watching him go for a swim in the lake. Oh, I'm still looking for like the.
Wait, why is this news?
5-12, the subject that 5-11 was running, was jumped in the lake and was trying to swim away.
Trying to swim away. So then the video stops there. But apparently, like, please help me. Haunting last words of a man drowned. Please watch. It did nothing to reveal the. I mean,
where are they refusing?
Do they know that the cops knew that he was drowning?
No. Look, he swam out.
Well, I mean, look. Here's the thing: if you're a cop, if you're anybody, and you see somebody drowning. I mean, you should do everything you can do to help them. You know, I think you're a piece of shit. And if you're a civil servant, I mean, you know, even though the guy's an idiot, maybe he's crazy or he's homeless or whatever it is, I think you make the effort to, you know, save the person.
It doesn't quite rank as high as not going into a school shooting.
No, this is worse.
Not helping
a drowning homeless guy. But I don't understand what. I guess dive in. Like, did they know he was drowning? I mean, like,
yeah, it's just like, none of that's clear. So hypothetically, if they know he's drowning and still don't help, Yeah, I don't like think Lewis is saying. Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, it'd be that's nice obvious. To do.
That's obvious, like, piece of shit stuff. But it's like, I don't know if that's the case necessarily there. Like, he swam off. You know what I mean? Like, he swam off and got, like, to where he got. So,
does it say anything else about it? Why are people pissed off about this? I don't really understand. When did it become obvious that he was drowning? If he's saying, oh, like, please help.
Dove into the lake right away when he jumped into the lake. Like, I don't know.
No, fuck that noise. Yeah, you know, like, just, you know, all right, swim away, dude. Fuck off.
It says here that he began to plead to cops that he couldn't swim and he's drowning. There was a witness that tried to save him and she couldn't get him out of the water. It's really all in text. I'm reading it now.
Okay. Well, fuck it. I thought the story was going to be more interesting. I thought there was footage of a man drowning in a lake as the cops did nothing.
Yeah, well, you know,
we were all pretty excited for that.
We shouldn't have brought up the old not going into the school first, I guess.
Yeah, that did bum everyone out. All right, go to a funny story. Jerry Seinfeld settles a pair of lawsuits after he was accused of selling fake classic Porsche through an auction house.
What's the deal with fake Porsches?
What is the deal with fake Porsches?
I gave them a good deal.
So, in this one, he sells a 2016 Porsche for $1.5 million. He described it as having the factory paint and factory interior. And then a few years later, the buyer noticed that the paint was not factory paint and the interior was not interior. And they filed a lawsuit and he settled out of court with them.
That's a 2016. No, it's a classic Porsche that he sold. No,
in 2016 he sold it. Yeah, but the Porsche was a 1958 Roadster.
$1.5 million for a fucking car. I didn't even know you could buy cars that expensive
for a stupid fucking car.
It's pretty cool.
It's fine.
I just like to hear Jerry Seinfeld defending himself in court.
That should cost less than my current car.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
People, what's with these people? They said the paint was factory. It came from a factory. Paint all comes from a factory.
Don't you have a tough time believing that Seinfeld intentionally did that? I mean, he probably, like, my guess would be he thought it was the factory paint. You know what I mean?
I know. I would think that he's so far removed from the actual. It's two assistants down are handling this.
He's not trying to rip someone off for, like, a few hundred grand or something like that. I can't imagine. So
you would rip somebody off for $2 million.
That's like literally nothing to him, I'd imagine.
Yeah, he's just fucking. You think how rich Seinfeld is? And he's crazy.
He's probably over. I mean, he's over $100 million. Probably.
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh yeah, I think well over.
Just syndication, like, that shit's crazy. The Netflix just bought the show. Like, it's just nonstop money, and then on top of that, like, touring, like. If he goes and does, like, a theater, the amount of money that
signs... Oh, he'll do multi-millions in touring a year if he wanted to. I don't think he tours like that, but...
Well, you remember back in the day, there was, like, a list that came out, like, this is maybe, like, 15 years ago. It was, like, you know, they first started, like, telling you how much comics are making.
Yeah.
And it was like Jim Gaffigan, the seventh highest paid comedian in the world. Like, Gaffigan? Really? Like, you didn't realize, like, how big, like, it was. And you realize he was making millions and millions and millions touring before he was even much of a name. Gaffigan's gotten very famous now because social media is sort of, like, bringing comedy to the forefront. And he's, like, just a sort of a legendary, like, rock star level comedian. But, like, the reality was, like, back then, like, he had a bit part in that 70s show. You know, he was in a few movies. He was in Super Troopers. Remember, he had that opening scene of Super Troopers, the meow scene. But he was, like, beyond that, it was, like, literally just him doing theaters and fucking grinding as a stand-up.
Yeah.
It says that he auctioned off 17 other cars in this auction for a total of $22.2 million.
Factory paint! All with factory paint, factory interior!
$22 million. Dude, Seinfeld's just, like, living that life. You just don't realize it.
I wipe my dick hole with that!
YOLO!
YOLO! George YOLO!
Yeah, good for Seinfeld. Good for him. Can I just have $4 million, Seinfeld, please?
I know. When you hear shit like that, you're like, just break me off like a nothing, like a check you forgot to cash.
It's not even a big deal. Yeah. It would mean nothing for him.
Can you just give me your September royalties for syndication? Just September this month, this year.
Fuck.
Son of a bitch. What do you guys want to do? You want to close this sumbitch up?
Yeah, we got some ad reads. I'm leaving.
We never even talked about it. Did we talk about it? That we fucking did our ad reads?
Yeah, no, we talked about it at the top of the show.
We opened with it.
Oy.
Yeah, I'm going right now. After this, I'm going to go on a run, and then I'm going to go watch James and Seussical the Musical.
Nice.
I don't know if telling us about the run means anything.
Yeah, no, it seems like I'm trying to shoehorn that in to brag that you're running now.
Trying to motivate the fans to get out there with me. It's the summer of Lewis. You can be the best Lewis possible.
Guys, I'm going to go watch my boy in this play right after I have a green juice.
Do you guys
got a couple of one-arm push-ups and then, the musical.
Do you guys want to be the best version of Lewis? It's the summer of Lewis. It's the summer of you. So you could be the best version of your Lewis. Doesn't matter.
I don't want to be any Lewis this time.
We all have a Lewis inside of us.
I want to be a J.
And let your Lewis out.
Well, I want my prison Lewis systems contained. Are going to be clogged up.
Let your Lewis out, okay?
It's the summer Lewis. Take what's yours, man. Do not let these women tell you cannot have their pussies. It's the summer of you. Say that as you hold your hand over her mouth. Summer of me, bitch. It's the summer of me. It's my summer.
It's a big deal. We're going to motivate our fans to stop being such pieces of shit. We're going to get in shape. We're having more mental clarity.
Oh, we're going to back up there.
More mental clarity. You do 12 dab rigs a day.
12. You didn't even know what it's called. The dab hit, you dumb kike.
There you go. Well, it begins. The summer of Lewis, everybody. Nice clarity. We will catch you guys Monday. Legion of Skanks live from the stand. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.